he was involved in the Finance Committee for the U.S. Senate race, or the state Senate races, or the U.S. congressional races, then he was an active member. By saying Rezko was an active member of his campaigns, Obama acknowledged he relied upon Rezko to help him raise funds. How close was Rezko to Obama? Pringle concluded harshly, without Rezko's fundraising, Obama would not have been elected to the Illinois Senate or the U.S. Senate, and he would not have sold the books he wrote about himself because, like the Wizard of Oz, Obama is nobody special. Tony Rezko sounds like an Italian name you would expect to hear in Chicago. Antoine Tony Rezko, however, is not Italian. Rezko is Syrian. As we will soon find out, Rezko's money ties go back to the Middle East, back to one Islamic money mogul who could fairly be described as a bag man to Saddam Hussein at the height of his oil-for-food scam. In that long interview with Obama on March 14, 2008, the Chicago Sun-Times asked the senator if he was still friends with Rezko, even then, as Rezko's criminal trial was being held. Yes, Obama answered, quickly adding a characteristic Obama qualification, with the caveat that obviously, if it turns out the allegations are true, then he's not the one I thought he was, and I'd be very disappointed with that. 4 days later, Obama would attempt to distance himself from his pastor, Reverend Wright, in almost precisely the same words. Wall Street Journal reporter John Fund, who has dug into the connections, believes Obama will have a hard time explaining he did not see Rezko as a master fixer in Illinois politics, or that he didn't know Rezko was involved with money laundering, attempted extortion, fraud, and aiding bribery in an alleged multi-million-dollar scheme shaking down companies seeking state contracts. Rezko's relationship with Obama was not a casual one. It actually traces back to Obama's decision to return to Chicago after he finished law school at Harvard in 1991. Although Obama has given various versions of the story, he met Rezko in Chicago either while he was finishing law school at Harvard or when he had just graduated. Rezko wanted Obama to return to Chicago after he finished at Harvard, so he could hire Obama in Rezmar, the name of Rezko's community development firm. Community organizing and community development are two different activities. In Obama's case, community organizing involved his working in a Saul Alinsky-type organization with the goal of sharpening community dissatisfaction to organize community pressure for social changes, including redistribution of wealth. Community development, as Rezko practiced in Chicago, involved building affordable housing projects in low-income areas. Obama said he ultimately declined to go into development. But this was not to be Obama's last association with Rezko. Rezko was persistent, ultimately convincing Obama to drop working for political organizing causes so he could supplement the dwindling advance he had received at Harvard to write a book, with real income as a lawyer, working in the small Chicago law firm where the lead partner did much of Rezko's slum.